Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Pop Therapy. And happy 02/22/2022. I've been manifesting a great podcast episode all day.
Wow. Okay. Well, here goes nothing.
Yeah, let's throw it straight to you. What's new in Kardashian news this week? I'm sure you've got some sort of hot tops to discuss.
Well, there wasn't much that happened with the Kardashians, just some brief updates. Pete got Instagram. His name is PMD, I think, which is premenstrual disorder.
Oh, that's some bad initials. I'm pretty sure. What's his middle name?
I don't know.
But she's like Mark.
Maybe something simple since his name is Pete.
Pete Mark Davidson.
I Maximus. Can see
it. No.
Maximilian. No. Maxwell.
No. Okay, okay. So I saw that he was following two people.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim Kardashian, Ovs.
Yeah.
But who is the other one?
I don't know, and I didn't look into it. Great. But I'm guessing Seb is just like his best friend.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe they were doing a project together or something. I thought maybe he got Instagram to like promote something, because why would he get Instagram when he's in the midst of all this drama, like just opening up another avenue for people to like come at him on?
That's a good point, but I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Well, I guess you haven't done your homework.
No. There was a lot that happened last week, okay?
I know.
I'm still recovering.
You needed a rest.
Yeah. SNL allegedly banned Kanye.
From coming ever on the show again?
So officially the show doesn't have a list of banned people, but like behind the scenes, everyone knows who's banned from the show.
Mm.
And so they're saying that... like usually SNL loves controversy and isn't afraid to tackle any story in the news head on, but you won't see Kanye on the show or hear his name mentioned again. It's obvious that Kanye needs help, and making threats against a cast member is not a laughing matter.
Well, that's all very true. So I think that's a great decision.
I agree. And on top of that, Kourtney, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie unfollowed Kanye on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah. The matriarch, Kris Jenner, has yet to do so.
Well, hasn't Kanye been saying that he's still a fan of Kris? Like, wasn't he in either his rant or just recently this past week saying that Kris was cheating on Kris? Sorry, Corey was cheating on Kris?
Yes. I don't know where he got that from. I haven't seen anything about it.
No. And then he was like, but I still love Kris or something like that. So maybe she thinks he's still a big fan, so she hasn't unfollowed yet.
Yeah. Maybe, or she's up to something.
She's always up to something.
Yeah. The other thing that I have about the Kardashians is that Kendall is being sued for her tequila, as she should, because I can't stand her.
Simple.
Cannot stand her. I think there's like some tequila brand 518 suing her for like the same sort of name.
Oh.
Yeah, because hers is Tequila 818.
Oh. It's been out for a while. That took a long time to bring a lawsuit.
Yeah, I mean, we know how those go. Sometimes you just need to gather a lot of facts.
That's true. That's true.
So.
I have a piece of news.
For
Kardashians.
Oh, take it away.
I saw today that there was someone uncovered Wolf Webster's birth certificate. Sorry.
What's his name?
Wolf Webster.
Is there an L in there somewhere?
Wolf.
Wolf.
Wolf. I can't say it. It's like I'm swallowing my mouth every time.
Swallowing my mouth.
Anyways, W. Webster. his middle name is Jacques.
Jacques Cartier?
Jacques. Jacques Cousteau.
Wolf Jacques Webster.
Yeah, which I thought was really random. But, so Travis Scott, that's a stage name.
Oh.
And Travis Scott's given, like, legal name is Jacques Berman Webster II.
Stop.
For real.
This can't be real.
It's for real.
Okay.
So it's a good thing he changed his name to Travis Scott.
So is Stormy Jacques Webster?
I don't know what her middle name is. I doubt they would give the dad, like, what, maybe it's Kendall's middle name, or sorry, Kylie's middle name.
Oh, yeah. What is her middle name?
It starts with a K. I saw it on the birth certificate, but now I forget. Kylie Christine or something.
Oh,
I don't
that's
know.
Boring. Stormy Christine Webster.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
It was something that started with a K.
That makes sense.
And I also saw the Kardashians Hulu promo.
Oh, yes.
It looks like more high budget than E.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm so excited. I mean, they have to make it look better because if Hulu's going to take over a show that aired for 20 years and was like an icon in reality TV, they have to do it better than E.
Yeah, it looked epic.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So have you figured out whether we can watch it in Canada yet?
Yeah, we can watch it on Disney Plus.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when does it come out?
April 29th or 22nd. But it's in April.
It looks like you're looking for your calendar.
No, I have my notes app out. Well, I'll confirm for next week.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it for the Kardashians. Honestly, they had a really big week last week. So I'm okay not hearing about them this week because, you know, I'm as an empath, I can sense that they are stressed and tired.
Okay, well then over into Bachelor news.
Yeah. So I don't know if you saw this, the Tayshia and Zach thing.
I didn't.
Okay. So I went to Tayshia's Instagram and recently she filmed a Get Ready With Me reel. And it said Get Ready With Me for a date night. And I mean, we haven't heard of her dating anyone else, but Zach, her ex, liked the video. And then I went through the comments and saw that people were noticing that he had been liking a lot of her posts recently.
Really?
So there's a theory that they got back together and are working it out. Because, I mean, she's still in Manhattan.
Right. Well, I just saw she's traveling to London right now. She's on like a solo trip, it appeared.
Like to find herself?
I don't know. She's been posting a lot of like influencer content, but I don't know if she's there for a project or if she's just there for fun.
Okay.
Or maybe she's there with Zach and he's just not showing up.
I don't think she'd be there for fun on her own.
Yeah, I feel like it must be for some sort of project. She's been doing a lot lately.
Tayshia's always trying to secure the bag.
Yeah.
She's a hustler.
And I mean, now that she doesn't have the Bachelor podcast gigs anymore because she's splitsies.
Is that why?
I think so. Like, they only ever have people on there which are like successful Bachelor couples. So they had like Rachel and Becca, and then Rachel wanted to leave the franchise and like move in a different path. And then they had Rachel and Tayshia. And then when Tayshia and Zach broke up, now they've got, sorry, not Rachel, Becca. Becca and Tayshia. Mm-hmm. And then now that Tayshia and Zach are broken up, now they have, it's like, I think Serena has been on there guest starring.
Oh,
or guest
this
co-hosting.
Is clickbait?
No, it's the other one.
Bachelor Happy Hour?
Yeah, Bachelor Happy Hour.
Mm. Okay.
I think clickbait's still Natasha, Joe.
And that.
Tia?
Tia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is in a relationship and looks really happy.
Yeah. With like a non-bachelor person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a theory that's out there, but who knows what's true.
Yeah. So that's all I know about them. I have a feeling that they're trying to work it out again.
Really? I feel like that's a rumor and it's not true.
Why is he liking her stuff recently?
Maybe they're just having a good, healthy breakup and they're moving on and so they had some space and now they're supporting each other.
I think in a normal world with real people, that could be the thing. But they're both in the spotlight and they know what those likes will do, what kind of attention it'll attract.
Well, maybe Zach's like trying to like get the topic of combo going so it'll put an idea in her head like maybe I should get back together with Zach.
That's a stretch.
I don't know. I just never saw them together as a couple even when they were getting engaged, so I was not surprised when they broke up.
Yeah, you were always kind of against it.
Yeah, it just didn't seem right to me. And imagine if Tayshia came to Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh yeah. That would be juicy.
That would be so good.
Sierra from Clayton season, Tayshia. Who else?
In terms of what is going
to the
beach?
Who would be on BIP?
Well, it'd be all people from Clayton's season. And then who was the last season?
Oh, Michelle. Brandon.
I saw that Eliza, who, spoiler alert, got evicted or kicked off Bachelor this week. She was on a podcast and she said she was hoping to see Olu at the beach.
Ooh.
Yeah, so people are already eyeing up our boy Olu.
Love Olu. He's a king.
He is. He's going to be a catch on the beach.
For sure. Yeah, that's what I have for Tayshia and Zach. The next thing was, I just briefly read that Demi Burnett was recently diagnosed with autism.
Yeah, I saw that too. I think she just posted something on her Instagram about it.
Yeah, I just saw it on E! News.
Yeah, I don't think the article I read, she hadn't really gotten to too much detail about it. It just said that she's been going through a rough time, and then now she's saying, like, oh, I'm diagnosed, there shouldn't be such a stigma around this. Mm-hmm. But I haven't really seen anything further about that.
Yeah, I don't really have much to say about it. Like, I'm happy she is getting the treatment that she needs and she's trying to remove the stigma.
Yeah, me too. I honestly don't follow Demi because she annoys me.
Same. I didn't know how to say it. Yeah, so that's that. Moving on.
Yeah, so then we are going to kind of just general Bravo news.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Delilah Hamlin, the daughter of Lisa Rinna, housewife of Beverly Hills, and Harry Hamlin. He was in Mad Men. Their eldest daughter, Delilah, is now 6 months sober.
That's awesome. How old is she?
I think she's 20 or 21.
Wow. So, wait, didn't she have, like, an accidental overdose or something?
Yeah, with Xanax.
Oh.
I think it was Xanax.
Okay.
And she said that it was her doctor's fault and he prescribed her the wrong dose.
Was that a storyline on last season of Beverly Hills?
No.
Okay.
It happened right after Beverly Hills finished.
Okay. Yeah. So there's Delilah and Amelia. Mm-hmm. And Amelia, she's the one that had, like, kind of the eating disorder?
Yeah, and she was the one who dated Scott Disick.
Oh, right. Yeah.
RIP.
But well, yeah, that's interesting. So then was her Xanax overdose, like, was it mixing Xanax with alcohol or did it have anything to do with alcohol?
I forget. I know that she just took too much of it. Mm. I don't know about mixing it with alcohol. And then there's something about her having COVID as well. And yeah, I don't know. The reason I included it is because we've talked about this several times that you need to watch seasons 1 to 4 of Beverly Hills. Never. I just think Rinna is the biggest hypocrite in the world. She's so evil, mm-hmm. but I know she makes good TV, blah, 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 brings the entertainment, whatever. But she just, like, she shamed Kim Richards, Kyle's sister, for drugs, drug use, and just was so unfair about it and did not know her place and had so much to say about it. And then her daughter goes and takes a lot of Xanax, and now all of a sudden she's like, oh, it's difficult for some people and you don't know how it is and this and that. And it's like, shut the fuck up, Lisa Rinna.
Now she's got all the empathy in the world and understanding.
I just hate her.
I know, but would you rather a show without her? Like, would you rather her not be on the show at all?
No.
See, there's a difference between, because you always ask me, like, do we like this housewife or not? Because finally you started watching Real Housewives of Orange County and Real Housewives of Miami.
Yeah.
You're all caught up now on both of them?
I'm not caught up on OC yet, but I'm getting there. All caught up on Miami. New episode tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah. So I think there's a very big difference between liking a housewife as in, like, oh, I'd like to hang out with them, they seem like a fun time, versus liking them because they bring good TV. Like, I don't like Erica Jane, but would I want her to be off the show? Like, definitely not.
Yeah, I think I usually just miss the part where people say they like them for TV purposes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like people are genuinely fans of these people.
I like Lisa Rinna for TV purposes.
Okay, yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. We're on the same page.
Yeah, but otherwise, like, I think she does use microaggressions towards people of color, mm-hmm. Especially Garcelle, and I do think that she's a hypocrite and places her nose where it shouldn't be.
Totally.
And is a narcissist.
Mm-hmm. All so, true.
Yeah, but yeah, good TV.
But another Bravo news, we've got a couple, well, we've got one new show coming back, my show that I say you have to watch, Below Deck Sailing Yacht, is back for another season.
Yes, my friend back home recently got mad at me today, actually, and was like, you of all people haven't seen Below Deck. And I was like, I know, it's on my list.
It's a staple of Bravo TV, and it's on Monday nights, and honestly, like, you need more reality TV. Like, there can never be enough reality TV.
You're right. I think once I get my TV mounted in my room.
She tried.
Once Laura gets my TV mounted in my room.
We're missing a tool, folks. And Shireen didn't tell me we needed the tool. It's not my fault.
How would I know that? Who needs a shock wrench to mount? What is it? Socket wrench. Shock wrench.
Add it to the list.
Oh, no. No, we have socket a list wrench. Of things. No, we're not. Immediately, no.
Shireen has trouble pronouncing really, things.
Laura gets really hyped when I mispronounce stuff.
Because it's going to follow you forever.
Because just you like make that time it follow
you,
me.
You mooed at a horse.
We're not doing this. You said it yourself. It looked like a horse. It was dark. It had black and white patches. We were far away.
No. You mooed at a horse.
Yeah, and then when we drove away, you're like, I could totally see how you thought.
I don't remember that part of the drive.
I feel so betrayed right now.
Anyways, we didn't have a socket wrench.
Gas lighter.
Or a shock wrench. We had neither of those things.
If you can hear my cat in the background, apologize. She's having the zoomies.
She's just so pumped.
She gets
about our
very
pod.
Excited when Laura's over. Yeah, so anyways, I get my TV mounted.
You're going to watch Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
It premiered last
night, so there's not much to get caught up on.
You don't want me to start from a different season?
Well, you could. So you could start from last season because some of the people from last season are coming back. So then you'll have the background. Like, I know Daisy's back. Gary's back. I don't know if there are any other castmates from last season back. I haven't watched the premiere yet. But then you'll get a little bit of the background. But you don't really need to. Because each season is kind of in and of itself. Like, there's usually a couple crew that are the same, but then they always have new crew coming in as well.
So is this the same show and cast that had that girl who got pregnant and then did a paternity test?
Yeah. So that was, I think, was a topic of the premiere episode because I don't know if either Jean-Luc or Danny, the people who are involved with that, are back. But I know that it was, like, a topic of discussion because I saw articles about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be really good, so you should watch that.
Okay.
And then we also found out that they're doing a season 2 of Winter House.
Which I did not see coming.
I literally thought Winter House was just kind of like a filler because it was COVID and they needed stuff to put on TV.
Yeah, I thought it was a one-time thing.
Yeah.
But I guess this sort of makes sense now that I think about it because they just kind of left the last season off.
Yeah.
Like, remember Kyle was starting to talk to Gabrielle. Gabby, was that her name?
Yeah, Gabby. Yeah. Kyle?
Yeah, I mentioned this during our, like, draft podcast episode, the one that we didn't publish. And I was just like, yeah, they left off where it seemed like he was about to hit on her and it was going to get a little questionable.
Really?
And then they kind of left it out altogether.
Oh. I didn't see her coming back because they showed the list of the castmates and it was, like, Austin, Lindsay, Paige, Kyle, Amanda, and Sierra.
Yeah, so what, they're filming right now? Like, what is going on?
They're going to start filming Winter House Season 2 soon.
Oh, okay.
Which will be interesting because I think they also said that Carl and Lindsay will make an appearance. So they'll be making an appearance as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the first time that we see their relationship on TV.
So when they say they're making an appearance, does that mean that Lindsay's not going to have, like, a regular role?
Well, it didn't look like it, but who knows? I don't know if they've announced the full cast or what it's actually going to look like.
It would be so weird without Lindsay.
I know. But maybe she's her like and Carl staple. Are in a different place.
Maybe.
And maybe I mean, because Carl's not drinking, like, it's not his ideal place, even though he is on Summer House and they're doing the same thing there.
That's a supportive queen.
Yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So I think now it's time to get to our new segment, Pitch or Ditch.
A bitch. All right. So pitch or ditch a bitch.
What do you got for us?
It's my turn this week, and I'm going to talk about Inventing Anna.
Right. Okay. This is on Netflix. I think I saw it in the top 10.
Yeah. So I crushed this show last weekend. I didn't even know that this was coming on Netflix, and I didn't know what it was about either. I just saw that the main character was the girl from Ozark. And you don't watch Ozark, right?
No.
So I think she's really talented on Ozark. I don't remember her name. Oh, Julia Garner.
Yeah.
Julia Garner. So it's about this this journalist that was investigating the case of Anna Delvey. That's what she went by when she was living in New York. And she basically portrayed herself as a Harris heiress.
You're on a roll this week. I
can't. As soon as I said it, I was like, that's not it. And I looked at you like I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Add it to the list.
Oh, okay. So
it's like a silent H.
I'm simply going to pass away. So I don't want to continue.
She's an heiress. There you go.
No, I know. I'm just so embarrassed. Okay. So she presents herself as an heiress to this like German rich guy, her dad. And she basically cons people, all these socialites and rich people in New York, to go on trips with them or take them on trips and then get them to pay. And she just gets money out of them.
How does she get them to pay?
So she usually just pretends that the German banks are taking a while because international wire transfers get tricky and complicated. And she keeps saying, the money's coming, the money's coming. Don't worry. Can you just spot me for now?
And then does she peace out and never talk to them ever again?
For some of them, yes. But for others, no. She just kind of creeps her way back in. Or she'll make like a small payment of like $5,000. So she became friends with this one journalist for Vanity Fair. And she took her to Morocco. And she had to spot her basically $62,000 in Morocco. Yeah. And she had to put it on her company credit card. Like Vanity Fair's credit card.
Oh my gosh.
And Anna just ghosted her, or she would like, sorry, at the beginning she'd be like, sorry, bank problems, money's coming tomorrow, money's coming tomorrow. She did that for like 3 months.
Oh my gosh.
And then one day she finally gets a notification that Anna transferred her money. So she's like relieved and she opens it and it was only $5,000. Hmm. Yeah.
So then they stopped being friends after that?
Kind of. Eventually that person takes her to court and you have to see the rest. But the reason I brought it up was because I started off the show thinking it was going to be really promising because, again, the actress. But
and isn't it made by Shonda Rhimes?
Yes, that's what I was going to say next.
That's the only thing I know about the show.
As I took a deep breath in.
And then I stole your thunder.
Yeah. So it's written by Shonda Rhimes, and the first two episodes, like, so Julia Garner has this really weird accent because she's actually from Russia. So her name's Anna Sorokin or Sorokin, and her dad's not rich, but she says she's from Germany. So she tries to put on a German accent, but
on
there's
a
like
Russian deck on but, her Russian accent,
right? But there's hints of a Russian accent in there. It's so weird. Oh. And I was like, wait a second, I thought Julia Garner was a talented actress. Like, is she just horrible at, you know, using this accent? And then I was like, who produced this show? And then I found out it was Shonda Rhimes. And I was like, there's no way. And at the time, it was rated 58% on Rotten Tomatoes. Mm. And I was like, oh no, Shonda, no. But then, like, episode 3 and 4, it started to get really interesting. And I kept watching it. Like I said, I crushed it in, like, a day.
Yeah.
But like the last two episodes were kind of dragging and I got kind of annoyed. So I think this would be like a date for 7 years, wait until someone cheats and then decide, you know, you're not going to work it out. Yeah.
So, okay. So ultimately, at the end,
I would ditch a bitch.
Ditch a bitch. Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like a kind of show that was, how many episodes was it? Like 8 episodes?
9.
And it should have been like of limited series of like 4.
Maybe? Yeah, so each episode was like a little over an hour, and apparently is coming back for season 2.
How is there a season 2? What happened to this chick?
I don't know, but she got sentenced. Oh, spoiler alert.
Well, I mean, it's a true story, right?
Yeah, it's a true story. Right. Should have started with that. True story. She gets sentenced to like 4 to 20 years.
So she's still in jail?
Good question. I think she is, because this was pretty recent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So then does she have any part of it? Like, is there any, like, did she have a role in this, or did she sell the rights to her story, or do you know, like, this Anna chick?
Oh, I don't know any of that. I'm just here to pitch or ditch a show. You can go do your own research.
Well, I'm not going to.
This is not the Kardashians not doing a deep dive.
This is not a good show. So I'm probably just going to take your word for it and not going to watch it. Like, I'm not investing.
Actually, you would not like it at all.
No. It sounds like I
would. But now that I've said that, maybe you would. Because
we always like the opposite shows.
Yeah, you seem to like really low rated shows.
I do.
The ones that are rated high and I'm like, this is such a good show, you have to watch. You're like, I didn't really like it.
But I like low rated show that are like reality TV. Like, I've got, you should wait. Well, you will have to wait for my Pitch a Bitch next year. Next year. Next week.
Do you want to just do it now?
Well, I could. Do you want to hear about it? It's pretty quick.
Okay.
Okay, so I think it was last weekend, whatever the weekend is where I was like recovering from my big week where I had one event. I was looking for a show to watch and I was like delving deep into the archives because I was like, I want it to be mindless. I want to not have to think about it. I want it to be reality TV. And I found this show on HBO Max called Your Mom, My Dad.
What? Okay.
And it's a reality show and it starts with seven kids and their parents.
It's a reality show on HBO Max?
Yeah. Which I was like, this is gold. This has got to be good.
You didn't tell me about this.
I know, because I was waiting to tell you on the pod.
Okay.
So it starts out with seven kids and they all seem like they're around like 17 to 23, like that age range. And then they've all got a parent and they're like coming in as pairs. And the parents think they're coming to a show called The Second Chance Retreat. And that meanwhile, while they're at The Second Chance Retreat, their kids are all filming a show separately about what it's like to have divorced parents. So that's what they all think coming in. Then you get to the first episode and all the parents who are all like a part of divorced couples, they all are mingling, whatever. And then all the kids go to this house that's just up the street. And they go into the living room and it's filled with monitors.
Oh.
And they can see and hear everything their parents are doing in this other house.
Oh, no.
I know. So it sounds cringe. And it is cringe.
Oh,
like,
no.
These kids are watching their parents go on these dates. But the parents are like all like super respectful. They're like old, right? Like these parents are like in their 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dating, but they're dating like in such a respectful way. They like they immediately get to like the heart of getting to know each other because they've all been divorced. They know how relationships go. Mm-hmm. They're not wasting their time. It's honestly so refreshing to watch because they get deep into the heart of each other so fast and they're so respectful and they're not looking for a hookup. It's like everything that you wish The Bachelor actually was if you're interested in watching love stories. And then the kids get the opportunity to like meddle in their dates. So if they think that they get to choose sometimes who their parent goes on a date with, like outside the house, they get to meddle in a date if they think it's not going well in terms of like trying to throw them off or that sort of thing. And it honestly is like so wholesome.
Yeah.
Like I was watching it. I was like, this is so wholesome.
Do you know what the rating is?
No, I didn't look it up.
Well, if it's on HBO Max, I trust that it's good.
Yeah. So it's the kind of show that you'd want to watch if you're looking to just binge something that's really easy. But it's just like, it's just a feel good show.
Yeah.
And I binged it all within like 2 days, and even my boyfriend was watching it and was like into it.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
so you're gonna pitch a bitch?
I'm pitching it.
Okay.
I'm pitching it. It's an easy watching. It's not like drama filled. It's just like wholesome content.
Did you ever see Love on the Spectrum?
Yeah. It's kind of the same vibe.
Okay. Yeah. I found that to be really wholesome too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I really liked it.
So would you want me to watch this or Below Deck?
Below Deck.
Okay.
Hands down.
This no is a hesitation. Show. You like cut me off.
This
too.
Is like what, you know, when you watch all your reality TV of the week and then you're like, ugh, what am I going to watch? Like, I don't have any more shows.
Yeah.
This is what you can go to.
Okay. Yeah, I need a show like that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's get into our recaps of the week. Let's start with The Bachelor.
Episode what, 7?
I can't remember.
Okay.
But we start off at the cocktail party.
Yes.
So all I noticed at the beginning was Clayton is wearing lipstick again, but this time it's a nice shade of pink.
Wait, no, it started with Sarah coming home and telling them to like know their place.
So was that at the house or was that at the cocktail party?
At the house.
Oh, okay.
She came back from her date and she was like, whoever tried to meddle in our relationship, just know that it made us stronger.
Oh, yeah.
And like, who are you to know what my intentions are just because of my age?
Right. And didn't Mara say like, yeah, that was me and this is what I said? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I appreciated.
Yeah. And I don't think she said anything wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that kind of starts like the foreshadowing of the Mara Sarah battle that kind of permeates the first part of the episode.
Yeah. I guess that goes right into the rose ceremony then.
Yeah, so, well, the cocktail party. Like, didn't they have a whole back and forth? Like, is that when Clayton went in and was like, no, how did that whole battle between them start? Like, didn't between they have who? That big between Mara and Sarah? Like, didn't they pull themselves aside kind of to have a chat during the cocktail party?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it seemed to me like Mara was trying to make a point, but it also really seemed like she was coming across like she was looking for screen time. Like, because the things that she was saying, I was like, who cares? Like, move on with your life. Stop talking about Sarah. Even if she's being manipulative, like, let Clayton figure it out.
Yeah, I think she made too much of her time about the other women and she just getting insecure.
Yeah, she made basically all of her time about them. Like, Clayton didn't even get a chance to get to know her.
Yeah, because like I said last week or the week before, even when she was with Clayton, it was all about how she doesn't get time with him. Yeah. Or all the things he's doing wrong and all the things she's doing right.
Yeah. So
you called it that she was going to get eliminated.
Yeah, so spoiler alert, we get to the rose ceremony and ultimately Mara and Eliza go home.
Yeah, and honestly I don't really remember Eliza.
They didn't ever really show her.
Yeah, so I guess
bye. Yeah, that was not surprising at all.
See you on BIP.
And then they head off to Vienna.
Right, Vienna. Okay, but before they go to Vienna, is Havarti cheese from Croatia?
What are you talking about?
Because they were in Hvar, Croatia. Oh. And I was like, is this where it's from?
I don't know.
But then, like, Hvar, Croatia is spelled H-V-A-R. And Havarti cheese is H-A-V-A-R-T-I.
I have a feeling that it's not from Croatia. But I know that it's part of one of those geographical things where, like, you can only call champagne if it's from Champagne, France. So maybe you're right, maybe it's Havarti cheese and they just added an A.
I mean, I could always just Google this.
You really could,
but I wanted to ask you, you know,
because you think I would
love
know.
Talking to you.
I do love cheese because yeah. I love charcuterie.
I know you do,
so you'd think I would know this.
And anytime I go to pick out cheeses for us to eat, I hear you in my mind and my hand hovers over the different selections where I'm like, oh, double brie, and then Laura's in my mind like, no, I don't really like the double brie. I like the triple brie or the triple cream. And then I go to get the triple cream and I'm like, no, I don't like President's Choice. I like this brand. And then I just have analysis paralysis.
You make me sound so high maintenance.
You are. I may mispronounce things, but at least I'm low maintenance.
Well, I'm only high maintenance when it comes to a good charcuterie.
That is bullshit. No, it's not. No, you're not. You are not, ma'am. Yeah,
stop telling lies just because I told the whole audience that you mooed at a horse.
Let's move on.
Okay, so they head to Vienna and Susie gets her second one-on-one.
Oh, yeah, Susie.
What do you think of this date?
Thought it was very Kirkconnell and Matt James.
Yeah, she got this date during their season.
It was very like Pretty Woman.
Yeah, and well, they always have this date because I remember even back in the day, In Chris Soule's season, Jade had this date. So I feel like they have it every season, at least when they can travel and go out places. I don't think they really had it when it was like Tayshia or Claire's or Matt. Well, I guess they did have it for Matt's. Where did they go when Rachel went shopping?
Like in the hotel.
Okay. Well, that's why it was not as memorable.
Yeah. But I mean, I would feel very uncomfortable on that kind of a date. What did you think?
I honestly thought Susie was so sweet. Like, yeah. I think I liked the date in terms of what surprised me the most was when she got back to the house from her shopping date and all the girls seemed like genuinely excited for her.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is a show that like showing that she really is liked by everyone and she really is as sweet as she comes off. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they were envious and jealous, but they were like so happy for her.
Yeah, I like that too. And at the end of the episode, you saw like more footage from their date.
So much more personality.
Yeah. Even from Clayton.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, like Susie actually seems like she's funny and she's quirky and
she seems so relaxed and like comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah. It was, I just wish at the end, like they show those stuff throughout the show because you don't get to see these women's personality. Like Susie honestly comes across as demure and quiet and just really kind, but it doesn't seem like she's got flair. Until you saw that end credits.
You've always said that, though. Like, I wish they showed the end footage
more. During the actual show. Because I remember with Matt James, they would always show clips of him.
Yeah.
And same with Michelle.
That's when we would see Matt's personality.
Yeah. And then you were so excited for a whole season to be about them, but then you never got to see those parts.
It was about the drama.
Yeah. That's the one thing I... Like, The Bachelor needs to change that, because we need to know about these leads.
Yeah. I think you get more pressed about that than I do because I still enjoy the drama.
Yeah, I know. I say that, oh, I can't wait till we get into the love stories. But then even this episode where we're starting to get into the love stories, I'm like, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah, boring. Next.
Yeah.
But again, we still don't know who Clayton is.
We don't. He did show a little bit, I think, when he was talking to... who was it on their date? I think last week when he... Or no, this week, Serene?
Yeah,
we'll get to that later, but we finally did get to hear a little bit about Clayton's history.
Yeah. So finishing off the one-on-one, she got the rose, and then one thing that I didn't like was Susie kept telling Clayton like, no guy has ever done this for me, I don't even treat myself this way, and all that kind of stuff, and I didn't like that for her. Like, I don't think she should say that.
And why?
I just feel like Clayton will then feel like he's on a pedestal and can do no wrong.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I would understand that in the context of a real relationship, but in the context of The Bachelor, it's like, well, Clayton also is never going to do this for you ever again either, because like, this was not him.
It was like, The Bachelor producers and budget.
He didn't go buy you like Louboutins and all these nice clothes and this really nice gown from this famous designer.
Yeah.
Like, nobody is ever going to treat you like this except for The Bachelor producers.
Yeah, fair. That's all I had to say about Susie. Oh, other than stop saying like.
That is a problem with a lot of these women.
Yeah.
And you really notice it. Oh, Sarah, I think, was really bad about that,
Sarah too. Sarah was the worst.
Yeah.
In all aspects.
Yeah, which leads us into the group therapy date.
Oh, my God.
Like, what was this?
What? Okay, so actually, I went to get my nails done on the weekend, and my nail technician and I were talking about Love is Blind. And she was saying that they should do like a segment where they have couples therapy.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking the exact same
really?
Thing. Well, didn't we mention that last week on the podcast, saying all these people need therapy to learn how to communicate?
Yeah, they all need therapy, but like it would be a neat idea if they all did like some sort of premarital counseling.
Well, that's what they do in Married at First Sight.
Oh.
And I think, or maybe I'm thinking of Marriage Boot Camp, but I'm pretty sure in Married at First Sight they do it where they have, like, each week they have a different type of therapist come in. Like, they have a sex therapist. They have, like, a psychotherapist. They have different types come in to help these people navigate their new relationship, which I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is genius. Could you imagine going to couple therapy at the start of your relationship?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, when everything's blowing up?
Yeah.
It would help people immensely.
Totally. I'm a big believer in that. But going back to The Bachelor, then I saw it happen on that show.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, this is weird. I know, it's one guy with a bunch of women. And
also, like, was this woman even a real therapist? Like, I didn't see any actual therapy happening. I think, and like, especially at the end. So they all have their little sessions. And then at the end, she's like, thank you for all attending. But just to note, one of you was being extremely performative. Goodbye.
And we all know it was Sarah.
Oh, yeah. But it was like she was placed there because they didn't have, like, Mara had left by that point. Shanae had left, Genevieve had left, or no, well, not yet.
Yeah.
And so they had missed the people that were like dropping these bombs. So like, oh, I'll just hire a fake therapist to drop this little bomb. Then drama mm-hmm. will go off and it'll be a great show.
Yeah. I couldn't stand watching Sarah in that therapy session. But yeah, so Genevieve has her session.
And oh, yeah.
She just cannot open up for whatever reason. And then Clayton's like, can I talk to you outside? Takes her on the stairs. And he's like, at this point, it's like, we've wasted time.
Yeah, like, where like you're that. Never going to catch up. You ran out of time.
Yeah. And he's like, can I walk you out? And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I feel like she knew at that point the writing was on the wall. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like for Genevieve, who's barely gotten any time, she's only had, like, the snippets from their group dates and cocktail parties. She's never had a one-on-one. So, yeah, I actually understand why she wasn't wanting to, like, pour her heart and soul out. Like, in my mind, that would be performative.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be opening up and being vulnerable just for the sake of opening up and being vulnerable.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, like, I think I would also have felt the way that Genevieve did.
Yeah, like I would have felt just really weird opening up my heart and soul to somebody that I didn't even really connect with yet.
Yeah, because I guess like after all those weeks still not getting a date, it's like, well, you also haven't shown me that you want me or want to know me.
Yeah, like at that point,
why am I opening up to you now?
Yeah, I feel like she would have had an F you attitude, like, okay, the writing's on the wall. You've already given two women their second one-on-one and I haven't gotten a one-on-one, so yeah, you're obviously not picking me. What is the point of me being here anymore? Of course, I'm going to have a sour attitude towards all these dumb dates.
Yeah. So while, I guess, so Genevieve gets eliminated and Sarah goes into the therapy session. And while Sarah's in the therapy session, Gabby, Rachel, and Teddy start talking about Sarah and how they're starting to question her and her motives and the things that she's been saying. Just saying that she's kind of manipulative. And then I don't remember how or when it happens, but at some point, one of the women tell Clayton that that's how they feel about Sarah.
Well, it's after the therapist drops the bomb about performative.
Oh, right.
And then Clayton comes in and he's like, Rachel, can I talk to you first? And he pulls Rachel to like talk to her and ask like what's going on. And then Rachel busts into tears, which I was like, why are you crying? Like, I didn't understand why she was so upset. Yeah, but she starts saying like, well, you know, in the first couple weeks after Sarah's one-on-one, she came home and it sounded like to all of us that it was a done deal, like the show was over, and that really upset me and I felt insecure. And she was crying. And then he pulls the other two and they kind of reiterate what Rachel had just said. Mm-hmm. So then he pulls Sarah.
Yeah.
And she starts with the fake crying.
Yeah. And Clayton just immediately says, like, the thing is, I don't believe you, Sarah.
Well,
and
I think that your tears, like, she tears was like, are fake. Yeah, like her fake crying was basically like, I just don't know.
Which is how I feel about Clayton in the preview when he says, I'm so broken.
Yeah. It all seems pretend. And then it was so hilarious when he was like, see, I think you're fake crying right now. And her voice immediately changed.
Yeah,
like she immediately went back to normal.
And she tried to play it off like, I don't even know what to say.
No, she said, he's like, there's no tears coming out. And she says, I've just got no more tears left to cry.
Yeah, okay, Ariana Grande.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just so pathetic. And then he immediately is like, no, you're done. You're done. He sends Sarah home. She gone.
And then takes Serene on a one-on-one.
Yes.
So on this one-on-one, Serene drops the L-bomb.
She does, which is surprising that she was kind of the first one that outright said it.
But I think she really felt something after, you know, Clayton did the whole Fireflies thing for her.
Right.
Which I think we skipped over.
Yeah, he did that at the cocktail party before the rose ceremony.
Yeah, so for those of you who remember last week, in last week's episode, or the week before, I don't remember, but Serene opened up about a recent death in her life, her cousin, and how it really affected her. And she opened up because she wanted to show Clayton that she can be vulnerable. And this was when Clayton was very much like, thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing, and didn't really say much.
Yeah.
When he did this gesture, he basically pulled Serene aside and was like, can I talk to you for a minute? And then he had a bunch of fireflies in a jar.
I think they're just lights, but
oh,
they were meant to signify fireflies.
Wait, really?
Yeah, those weren't fireflies.
I hate myself. I hate myself today.
There's a jar of like twinkle lights that he's like, you know, this room, this is like to signify the fireflies.
I was in and out watching this. So I probably tuned in when he said fireflies and then I saw the lights.
Yeah. But anyways, it was meant to signify that memory and like remind her of it. And then he was thinking of her. It was a really sweet gesture.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, has Clayton been listening to our podcast?
We told him to open up.
But yeah, now so he like went back and filmed this.
And he even opened up about his one of his recent relationships. Because
finally.
Yeah. Serene was saying how the last person she took home was like her high school boyfriend who mm-hmm. she dated forever. And she's like, I kind of felt like I wasted so much time. And he's like, oh, I felt similarly in my past relationship. That's about all we got. But it's the first we've ever heard Clayton even mention an ex.
Right. So I think that's what did it for her to make her drop the album.
Yeah.
And Clayton immediately smiled really big. Mm-hmm. And
he loves validation.
Yeah. It seemed like he wanted to say it back, but he didn't.
No.
You didn't think it seemed like he wanted to say it back?
I just don't think their connection's the strongest. Like, I think if he was going to say, I love you to anyone first, it would be Rachel.
Yeah. Or Susie.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think Rachel's the front runner.
Yeah.
Then we go to the rose ceremony.
And Teddy's eliminated. Your
My predictions are way off. Thank God we're not doing a pool this year.
Yeah, thank God. You would have cost me a lot of wine.
I know. We're on a streak.
Yeah, Teddy's eliminated even though she got the first impression rose.
Yeah, so guys are always bad at picking those. But I still thought she had more potential than she did. But she really fell off the map. Like, he had that one date with her and that was kind of it. And they didn't really seem like they had a connection. So I think if I wasn't looking at through the eyes of being like, oh, no, she must go far, I would have seen that, like, they really didn't have a connection.
Yeah. Do you think the optics are bad after her bringing up the fact that she's a virgin? Because he didn't eliminate her the first time after she said that.
No, I don't think that that was the reason. I think they just didn't have a connection. Yeah, but at the same time, when it was between her and Gabby, I think we're the last two.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure who he was going to eliminate.
Oh, I always thought Gabby would be safe.
I just thought that they don't really have like a romantic connection. Like, I really see Gabby and Clayton as friends.
Yeah, same.
So then I thought, like, well, with Teddy, like, I think he has more sexual chemistry with her. So if that's what he's into, even though she's a virgin, maybe he'll go that route.
Right. So then I guess out of Susie and Rachel, and who else is left?
Susie, Rachel, Gabby, and Serene. That's our final four.
But, okay, so we said that Gabby's like a friend. So out of Rachel, Susie, and Serene, who do you think he sees all of it with?
Rachel, for sure.
For sure?
I think she's going to be the chosen one.
And what about Susie?
I think she's going to be our next year's bachelorette. For sure.
You might be right about this. So far, you've been really wrong.
Really wrong.
Really wrong.
But then we see the preview for next week, which seems intense.
There was a lot happening. So it seems like he tells all of them that he's in love with them, and he tells each of them that he's told all of them he's in love with them.
And that he also slept with three of them.
Two.
I thought it was three.
Okay. Well, that's even spicier.
I have in my note that he bangs three of them, and then his dad tells him that he, or a dad tells him that he screwed the pooch.
It sounded like it was his dad.
Yeah.
And his mom also. They're both just like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. You fucked up.
Oh, you fucked up.
Yeah, and Rachel loses her voice, so she must have either been screaming, crying, or I don't know. But at least now it makes sense why she's whispering, because she actually has a reason.
I had in my notes, why did Rachel lose her voice?
I don't know, but she looked like she was sobbing. I think she was really hurt by the fact that he slept with another woman.
Mm-hmm. It also looks like Gabby was the one that Clayton stormed out on.
Oh, yeah.
Because it showed the back of her head, and it looked like Gabby's hair color and her hair.
Mm. And what was he storming out for?
I don't know. He stormed out, and he was like, I'm done.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then did you get the sense that he brought Sarah back?
No.
Okay, because he says that he was in love with someone else, and then it seemed like he was bringing someone back. Oh. And I just remember from, like, one of the other previews, Sarah walked out of, like, a rose ceremony in a black dress and was like, I'm done.
I thought we did see that when she was battling with Mara, and she was – that was kind of the first time that Mara had came for her. and she was in that black dress and she was like sobbing outside, and we left off an episode there. So I think we've seen that already.
Today is not my day.
This can't be your day every day. Sigh.
I guess that's all we have for Bachelor.
Yeah, so I guess next we'll chat about Summer House. So we start off this week's episode when they're in New York.
I just want the listeners to know that we took a mini break, and in that break I read the dictionary and thesaurus, and I went on YouTube and listened to how I should pronounce every word.
So there'll be no more mistakes?
Maybe. So I'm just trying to say that I'm putting in the effort.
We appreciate that.
Okay.
So we start off in New York. It's pronounced New York.
It's not New York.
No. And the one thing I noticed, which I thought was crazy, is that Lindsay and Carl lived in the same apartment building.
Yeah, they've always lived in the same apartment building.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't remember it's that been at a all.
A long time.
Okay. And I noticed also, so they start driving out to the Hamptons, and I can't remember who Carl was driving out with.
He was driving out with Maya.
With Maya.
Yeah, because I was going to say, what I noticed was if we didn't know that Carl and Lindsay eventually get together, I would have thought that maybe Maya and Carl were going to spark something.
Yeah, they really seem like they have similar vibes to each other.
Yeah, I think it's really sweet.
Yeah, I like their friendship. Mm-hmm. But Carl, I just keep noticing like how different he looks. Like his skin is better, his teeth look more straight white. His hair seems like perfectly coiffed, his beard seems perfectly shaven. Like, he literally looks perfect. Like, is this what sobriety does to a person?
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, it's amazing what can happen to you when you stop drinking alcohol.
It's incredible. Like, he looks like he went from like a 4 to a 10.
Yeah, so you think you're gonna try?
No, I'm gonna wait and see what happens with Lindsay and Carl on Winter House.
Yeah.
And then poor Ciara, she had to ride up with Alex.
Sierra. Sierra? Did you say Ciara?
Okay, that's not that bad.
I know. I'm really trying to ride it.
Really trying to make something happen.
Yeah, she rides up with Alex and it looks so awkward.
Oh, like the most uncomfortable ride.
He's really bad at making conversation.
He's bad at everything.
Yeah, he really is, honestly.
He's the worst. And then Amanda and Kyle arrive at the house first with all of their wedding shit because they just had a meeting with their wedding planner and they really have to get in gear with getting their invitations out.
How have they not sent their invites out and they're a month and a half away from the wedding?
Do you expect people to just know when your date is and show up? Like, I thought usually those invites go out like a year in advance.
Yeah, 6 months to a year.
Yeah, so I don't know. Doesn't
make
any sense.
And they look pretty ugly, too, when he went to take them to the post office, and it was just like a square black envelope.
Yeah.
I was not.
Wasn't your style?
No.
Yeah, so already Amanda's getting rattled at Kyle, and this whole episode, she's like perpetually rattled at Kyle.
I found her to be very annoying this episode. I'm so usually annoying. Team Amanda, but she was like his parent.
She was, yes, because they go out for dinner and then they go out for drinks and it's kind of started, well, I mean, it started with the invitations, but then they go out for drinks and she's like dragging him out of the club and then she's like kind of leading him around like a dog when they get home. She's like, okay, Kyle, let's go home. Okay, Kyle, let's go to bed. Okay, Kyle, you better pee first.
Or like even when they're in the kitchen, he knocks something over and someone else goes to clean it up and she was like, no, so-and-so, Kyle has to learn how to do it himself. Kyle, clean that up.
Yeah.
I was like, can you not?
She was being so unattractive.
Yeah, I just...
No. And when she kept on... I can't remember if it was that night or the next day, but when she was looking for Kyle and she kept saying, like, Kyle,
and Kyle. She wouldn't even raise her voice.
Kyle.
She's like, Kyle. Yeah.
And then she went to him. She's like, you have to come when I call you.
So weird.
She was just being so annoying. Where did this come from?
Is this how she is?
I don't know. I think maybe she's trying to like self-correct from last week because she did say like, I'm just trying to stop you from getting so drunk that I get pissed off at you.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, I was getting so annoyed. And then like rightfully so, Kyle got mad and was venting to Danielle about their relationship.
And said all they have in common is lover boy.
He did say right now.
Oh, he did?
All we have in common right now is lover boy.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I picked that up because I was like, okay, well, that's fair. That's kind of true. Like, obviously, you're so busy and stressed out about it. You got a sty in your eye. So it must be that's the only thing that's going on in your house. And then, like, planning a wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed, like, horrible. And then they have the BDSM party.
Yeah.
And they're kind of doing their own thing. Like, I think Danielle pointed it out. We'll get to her conversation.
Oh, yeah, they were doing their own thing.
But they were totally doing their own thing. But what was the funniest thing about that party is that the people who lived in the house were, like, hardcore dressed BDSM.
And no one else was.
And then people showed up in, like, a shorts and a t-shirt.
Or, like, a t-shirt and jeans.
Like, it didn't look like anybody got the theme memo.
Yeah. Alex was trying to dance with Sierra the entire time. And then she, like, turns around and makes out with Carl.
Yeah. That was hilarious. His dance move, they only showed, like, 2 seconds of him dancing with Sierra. But I was repulsed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Wait. He was just rocking back and forth.
He looked so weird.
I'm done with Alex. And I think he said during the beginning, he was like, oh, you know, I was always 6 feet tall and lanky. And now I'm like this muscle man. I was just like, did you shrink? Because you do not look 6 feet.
No, he doesn't. I don't. Maybe because he looks so wide because of all his stupid muscles.
Yeah. And then the only other thing that I noticed was Craig is really on Paige's back and wants to know everything that's going on between her and Andrea and is trying to, like, date her, I guess.
Well, the one thing I noticed that was manipulative, and I can't remember if it was in the preview or in the show, but that was when Paige was telling Sierra, I think, like, oh, Craig, it's like he has a extra sense that whenever I'm getting close to Andrea, he starts, like, quizzing me about it.
Yeah.
And I think they showed a snippet of their phone call. I think maybe it was in a preview for next week where Craig was like, oh, I don't like you hooking up with him. And then,
what?
Yeah. And then he said, you know, I can't come back to the house now, baby.
Pardon me?
Yeah. It must have been in the preview and they were on the phone and that's what he said. And it was so manipulative.
You're out there sleeping with Kristen Cavallari and whoever else and you're go to hell.
Yeah, and especially adding the baby at the end. Like, you know I can't come back to the house now, baby. Like, it's her fault.
I've been saying Craig is not as great as people think he is.
I know, and I just hate that it's all being confirmed when I see this relationship start. And I just wonder how they get from A to B because they seem so happy right now. Same. But it's like, is it still toxic? Like, is he still behaving in the same way?
Yeah, I hope not.
I hope not either, but, like, I saw an interview where they're asking, like, oh, are you going to move to Charleston? Yeah. Or is he going to move to New York? Or when are you guys going to get married? And those type of questions.
Are we ever going to see their relationship progress on this show?
I don't think it starts until after Summer House.
Maybe not.
So then we might see it. Well, if they're both in Winter House, we'll see bits and pieces of it there. But otherwise, I don't think we'll really see this whole part of it.
Interesting. I guess I'm just always going to have a tainted perception of them.
I know.
And not really trust what they're portraying.
But then again, like, other relationships on the show did start also kind of toxically. Like, Kyle and Amanda started just, like,
and
from
it
a...
it still is.
That's true. It's a very
and
good
still
point.
Still is.
It's a very good point.
When are we going to see Austin?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't look like next week.
Do you remember the preview for next week? Because I don't.
Well, what I think happens is, so at the end of this episode, we see Danielle at the party telling Paige and Sierra everything that Kyle had just told her. And remember in the preview, in the like the season preview, we saw, I think it was either Sierra throwing a drink at Danielle or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it probably all stems from this because, like, Danielle, why are you telling Paige and Sierra this? Why aren't you going, if you're concerned about their relationship, instead of gossiping to them, you should be going to Amanda and being like, look, I've got these concerns.
I forgot about that.
Because in the preview also, we see Paige talking to Amanda at the beside the pool and she's crying and then she's like, look, I just want to be supportive of you. I want to make sure you're happy. But I keep on looking at you being like, is she happy?
And Kyle walks over and says, can I ask what we're talking about?
Yeah. So I think shit hits the fan about like Danielle, Amanda, Kyle, all of that.
Well, it's about time because we haven't really seen much on this show. Like I found the last two episodes to be quite boring.
Yeah. I mean, all we're really seeing is Kyle and Amanda battling constantly.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's get the other people involved.
Yeah.
I More agree. Drama, please.
I agree.
Yeah. That's all I have for Summer House.
Yeah. I didn't have much about it either, but we'll see what happens next week. Hopefully it gets more exciting.
Yeah, so next week, since you've pitched, are you going to pitch again?
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see what we both watch this week.
Well, Love is Blind season finale is coming out this Friday.
Yeah, I have to catch up on the last. I think I'm on episode 8, so I've got 1.5 more episodes, and then we'll have the finale also.
Yeah, so we'll cover that next week. And now that I'm caught up on Real Housewives of Miami, maybe we'll have something to talk about next week.
Yeah. Because
it seemed like this week they left off on Adriana really questioning or pressing Larsa to talk about Kim and Kanye.
Yeah, so stupid.
I hate her.
I know.
Not Larsa.
No, Adriana.
Adriana. I love Larsa.
I she's very chill. She's very like has the same energy as Kim.
Yeah, I like her a lot. And then I guess like I'm sure I'll be able to catch up on OC.
Yeah,
there hasn't been Orange County this weekend.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot. But that is, I love it. I love that show.
Yeah, it's good. I'm a big fan of Heather Dubrow.
Huge fan of her. She's a boss. Ass bitch. And she's loaded.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was married to the botched guy.
I didn't either. But I hate his nose.
I hate, yeah, I was going to say.
You hate him?
No, just his face.
Yeah, I hate his face too. Like, do you think he operated on himself?
Well, what's going on? Like, why do you look like that?
Did he draw the plans?
I feel like he made an error on his own face and was like, oh.
He should sue himself the way that Nicole Weiss.
Weiss, yeah, I think so.
Tried to sue him.
Yeah. It's a great show. I love it. So I'm so glad we're tuned in.
Yeah, we got Hometowns next week.
Yeah, Hometowns on The Bachelor.
And then hopefully some drama on Summer House. And we've got the first part of the SLC reunion.
Oh, yeah. Which
doesn't look promising.
No. Everyone was saying like, oh, wait till you see the reunion. It's going to be crazy. And then they showed the preview and I was like, nothing looks like it happened.
Yeah, no. Agreed.
But anyways, we'll be back next week.
So see you next Tuesday. Can't see that with a straight face.
It's true. We do record on Tuesdays.
See ya.
Bye-bye.